Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Pomp and Joe Show. Joe and Bob are both out today. Jason Mackey, the substitute teacher, here with you until 2 o'clock. Austin Bechtold producing behind the glass. Suddenly turned into a bit of a newsy day. It has. Aaron Rodgers will be on with Pat McAfee on ESPN at 1:10, I believe. I would presume that we learn about Mr. Rodgers' fate. Does he come to the Steelers? Does he retire? Does he do neither of those things? I'm not sure. I go back and forth. Austin and I were talking off the air. I find it hard to believe that he would announce this way and that the Steelers would be okay with it. Maybe this is a no news update that also seems hard to fathom given how long we've waited. Aaron Rodgers at some point should make up his mind. Maybe we see something at, I don't know, 12:45, 1:00, something like that. The Steelers announce something, and then Aaron Rodgers immediately goes on with McAfee and reacts to it. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I think our opinions are as such. And Limits, please correct me if I'm getting yours wrong. I don't like him doing this if Aaron Rodgers would sign with the Steelers or announce his signing with the Steelers on McAfee. You don't really care. You're good with it.
I don't care. Like, I don't think that the Steelers, I mean, maybe McAfee is holding the, you know, them up to the fire here and just saying, this is the way I want to do it. I'm loyal to McAfee, and this is the way that I want to make this official announcement, just like the Davante Adams thing officially went down and all the other decisions that he made. I want to go and I want to play for the New York Jets. I don't know how much of a say the Steelers really have in this. I'm sure that they would prefer that Rodgers announced it a different way. But what also is that different way? Like, I don't think that...
But the team announces it.
How often do you see that, though? It just doesn't happen.
How often do you see a team wait 6 weeks to see if a player wants to sign with them?
Right, I get that this is a different case. But it's not like we always see... Everything is broken by sources, high-level reporting, stuff like that. The team doesn't break anything anymore. Unless it's, we have signed... insert defensive lineman that you've never heard of before right. That will be somebody that's added for camp. Those are the only things where, like, Schefter, Rappaport, Garofolo, even the likes of Jerry, Cabali, those guys aren't putting out there first. Small little things like that.
Very
something
true.
As big as this, as big of a platform that McAfee has, as much of a, you know, Rodgers might say he doesn't like the spotlight, he does. This just fits the bill where it would be the right occurrence where this would go down. At least for me, the dots are all aligning.
Yeah, I hear you. I just don't lie. I still don't like it. I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand all of that. I just look at this and say, if you're going to do this, there needs to be sort of a mutual understanding of what works for both parties and how we go into this. And that's not the quarterback driving the bus. You still are a part of a team. And I'm also not naive to, like, the media climate and the way stuff works now, and I don't want to be an old guy yelling at the cloud. Like, I get it. I kind of wish it would be a different way. I think you're probably right. I think he's probably going to go on there and say he's signing with the Steelers, but it is interesting. What are your thoughts? 412-928-9370. Is this the Aaron Rodgers day that we've been waiting for? I'll say this, that if there's some finality to it, it's long overdue. Really been waiting for this to be finished. It's gone on far too long. So if there's any good news here, it's that. But I don't know. I see one of three possibilities. Again, he announces that he's signing with the Steelers. He announces that he's retiring. Or he announces that he's still thinking, considering, isn't sure what he wants to do. Just checking in with Pat. I understand, guys and girls, people want to know about what I'm doing. Just haven't reached that. You know, give me some space, that sort of deal. I think that's probably the a distant third there between signing with the Steelers and retiring, but we will find out soon enough. We'll get to a few of your calls in a minute. In the meantime, just a quick detour on Travis Williams. There was a dedication of a couple different pieces of Three Rivers Stadium, including, I don't know what you want to call it, a display outlining all the different things they have on the North Shore, different parts of Three Rivers Stadium, the pitcher's plate, second base, home plate, all the stuff, the home plate that existed before, but now there's like a commemorative explainer and all the many moments that we saw at Three Rivers Stadium. Anyway, Travis Williams, Pirates president, talked at this thing, and he was asked a couple different things about Pirates' relationship with fans and also about the low attendance numbers that the Pirates have seen so far this season. I think it's five crowds under 9,000, something like that. It hasn't been good. The weather hasn't been good. The baseball hasn't been good. There's very clearly not a lot of desire for fans to see what they've been seeing at the ballpark. They seem perfectly content to listen to it or read about it or watch it on TV or whatever. Another thing I think is interesting, though, this is kind of a bigger picture conversation topic with the Pirates right now. What about their relationship with fans? They've had some issues so far, and this is what Travis Williams said. At the end of the day, our fans are first and foremost in our minds. That's my job, to make sure that we build that relationship and that trust with them. Obviously, in the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple issues with that, but we've obviously owned up to those mistakes. They were mistakes on our part, and we're very sorry for those, but we're looking forward and hoping to build that trust and build that relationship back with our fan base. Interesting. It's interesting that the Pirates are owning up to their mistakes, and I will give them credit for it. This far into a regime, there should not be, this is my opinion, that level of mistakes. You've brought in someone like Travis Williams, who is an accomplished executive with the Penguins, was at the Islanders for a little bit, very good resume coming in here to restore a relationship with fans. And as much as we've criticized Derek Shelton for the on-field product, as much as we've criticized Ben Cherington for the roster, the depth, development, the identification of players, signing them, the trades made, etc., roster management, they shouldn't be dealing with issues of fan trust, of fans wanting to see them, of the brand being favorable. All of those things are issues right now in Pirates land, so much so that the team president, at a dedication that should probably be about something other than that, it should be about these things honoring Three Rivers Stadium and the many, many wonderful events that happened there, is having to answer questions about this. And what does that mean? And if you're Bob Nutting, and I understand people's feelings about Bob Nutting, I feel like anytime I have to talk about this, I have to add kind of a disclaimer that this isn't defending it's Bob. It's just, if you're thinking like Bob, you're probably not thrilled at all that's going on underneath you. Right? Like, he brought in Travis Williams to take care of this problem. I would imagine that in year six, you would think that problem is solved. He brought in Ben Cherington to fix the roster, to deepen the farm system, add more talented players, acquire players a different way, make smart trades. All of that stuff that plagued the Pirates in the former regime, you brought Ben in here to fix that. It has not been fixed. The Pirates didn't use players properly. You know, the on-field stuff, the in-clubhouse culture, feeling, vibe, whatever one word you want to use, had gotten rotten, had gotten stale, and so they bring Derek Shelton in here to fix that. Obviously, the Pirates are well aware of the type of baseball they need to play to win. Good fundamentally, pitch well, small ball, that sort of deal, and they haven't done that well. So, I mean, if you're Bob Nutting and you're looking at this, there's basically problems with everything that you've tried to fix. One of the things I find sort of surprising, mind-blowing, I don't understand, something Travis said about the fans. Obviously, the weather has not been our friend, and we'll bet team performance has had some impact on that as well. True. But here's what he said, both of which I'm confident will get better. Yes, the weather will get better. I'm confident in that. What, based on what we've seen recently, what we saw last season, what we've seen so far this season, what tells you that these fundamental issues are suddenly going to be behind the Pirates? What tells you that suddenly this offense is going to turn dynamic and score a bunch of runs? And nobody's expecting the Pirates to finish in the top 10 in terms of runs scored, but you'd like them to not be the worst. You didn't add to the team because you thought a hitting coach and a different philosophy could improve things, and it hasn't. There have been a lot of different checkpoints along this journey. When you think about, okay, this would show progress. This would be encouraging. Well, we got this. You know, you can point to a guy like Paul Skenes and say, okay, yes, this is a very good pitcher. Very possibly the best in Major League Baseball. This is a sign that things are getting better. You can even point to the starting rotation and say a starting rotation with Skenes, Jared Jones when he's healthy, Bubba Chandler, maybe Thomas Harrington, Mitch Keller, some other arms. Yeah, that's progress. The bullpen, after a rough week or so, has actually been pretty good. I'm out of options. I don't think the relationship the Pirates have with their fans has gotten better. I think it's gotten worse. No, I will give them credit. At the same time, I will give them credit for handling the Bucko Brick situation the way they did. That's the exact right move that they should have done. They've essentially set up a website, a way of fans to say, look, I had this brick. This is what it said on it. And the Pirates, free of charge, they're going to send a brick with that. And they're also going to incorporate that brick into a new structure. It's not going to cost fans any money. All they have to do is go online and say what was on their brick. Good. You have an opportunity to honor that person in the way that you see fit, both in your own home and at the ballpark. And it's not going to cost fans money, nor should it. And Travis Williams is also right by saying that we hope through our actions, we're going to show you that we care. Good. It's exactly what you should say. My problem, again, has been all of these issues bubbling to the surface 6 years into a new regime. We shouldn't be seeing them. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. If you have any thoughts, again, 412-928-9370. Happy to take some calls on this. Marty in Frick Park, you're first up on the regime and issues facing the Pirates right now. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
I listen
to you all the time, and you kind of talk in generalities about, quote-unquote, fixing the problems of the previous regime. What were the two or three biggest problems of the previous regime?
Sure, they had a lot of problems. One was completing players' development at the major league level. Tyler Glasnow would be an example of that, where he's really good in the minor leagues, and then they're never able to translate that into the major leagues. I would say development was another huge problem with the former regime. They were trying to force everybody to sort of play the same way. They didn't emphasize enough individual skills on players. They were treating Austin Meadows the way they did so many other players. Poor trades were a part of it. I don't need to tell you about the Chris Archer trade. That was awful. You can look
right,
at poor.
But they were successful. Sorry to interrupt. But they were successful over a 6 or 7 year span. And Neil Walker did come through the system. Pedro came through the system. They drafted Garrett Cole. Josh Harrison was a big success that they acquired.
Sure.
I mean, they did have a tremendous amount of, quote-unquote, success, relative success. They did make the playoffs 3 years in a row. I mean, I think there was a – what I'm getting at, there was a problem that didn't need fixed. I think people overreacted to the Chris Archer trade, which was largely driven by panic. Remember, everybody was saying this team never makes a big move. They swung and they missed. That happens with every regime. Not every trade works.
I disagree with you, Marty.
By the way, Shane Baz may end up being the best player. I realize Tiger got a big contract because the Dodgers are betting on that the Tiger's actually going to finish the season someday. But Austin Meadows, is he even in baseball now?
I don't think he is, but he also dealt with some mental health issues and vertigo and stuff that I'm not going to chalk up to anybody, and I just hope he's okay. I'm not going to downplay the Chris Archer trade, man. It was terrible, and it was terrible on a lot of levels.
Everybody loved it at the time, though, Jason.
Okay.
Everybody loved the time. The Pirates are going for it. Remember, they were above 500.
Okay, so am I supposed to celebrate it now? Am I supposed to say that's not a bad trade now because they went for it?
I'm supposed to say the problems of the previous trade. I mean, like they swung and they missed, but they also made a lot of good moves, right? They didn't swing and miss on Russell Martin, correct? The 2 year contract.
No, they didn't. Have you ever looked at their?
I guess, but,
Have you ever looked at their drafts, Marty? Like what that regime was getting out of the MLB draft over time?
Well, they drafted Pedro. They drafted Garrett Cole.
Right, after that.
I mean, Neil Walker was before that.
Yeah, after right? that. After that. Well, did, so, they, I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to work in perpetuity.
Well they drafted Glasnow, Meadows, and Baz.
Right. And what about after that?
Like, apparently they're on the way to Hall of Fame stats, right?
Who's that?
Glasnow, Meadows, and Baz. The worst trade of all time that ruined their tenure, apparently. That was a bad trade. It happens. They went for it. Archer was...
Okay, I don't think you're going to get a lot of people that agree with you, Marty. And my point about the drafts, 2013...
You're not going to get a lot of people to agree to me that Cherington was brought in to fix something? And the guy who had one winning season in his previous regime at the loaded franchise Boston? I mean,
that's not what I said.
Success of Cherington? Good.
You keep cutting me off when I'm trying to make a point on my show. Reese McGuire, 2013, was a first-round pick. Cole Tucker in 2014 was a first-round pick. Connor Joe in 2014 also was a first-round pick. Kevin Newman, Will Craig, Nick Lodolo. They trade away Baz, Travis Swaggerty, Gunnar Hoglund. Like, those are the types of players that former regime was getting out of the first round. That's not enough.
Right, but half of those guys did play in the league, though, correct?
Okay, I mean, that shouldn't be a prerequisite.
Kevin
it sounds like you're arguing...
Baz is in the league. I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're arguing that the former regime should have been allowed to stay. Am I wrong?
I think that it was an overreaction. I do think they deserve another couple years.
Okay,
I do.
Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to have that opinion. I disagree with you, and that's okay. There's that reasonable people can disagree all the time, but I don't think they did enough stuff well that I think the Pirates were well within their rights to change. It hasn't met expectations. It hasn't been good enough. I'm not saying that it is, but I don't think the Pirates were wrong for changing after 2019. And thank you very much for the call, Marty. I appreciate it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Pirates, this would all look different. Nobody would be questioning the former regime if the current one had produced a better on-field product. That's the problem. And the problem, I'll tell you, is that they're behind schedule. You can look at what the Pirates did, and they're behind schedule for a lot of reasons. But let's trace back a little bit. Let's trace back to Marty's point. When they cleaned house after 2019, I have no problem with what they did, or at least the action of getting the people formerly here out. 2020 happens, the COVID season, whatever. It's 19-41 was their record. Wasn't good. They make a bunch of trades that offseason. They unload talent that they probably weren't going to be able to keep anyway. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is the execution of those trades. They didn't get enough back. You trade Josh Bell for Will Crow and Eddie Yean. Eddie Yean, best case scenario, is going to be a middle reliever 5 years later. That's not getting enough back for Josh Bell and what he was at the time. Jameson Taillon, go look at that trade tree. Michael Escoto, you're probably going, who? Rowanzi Contreras, that didn't work out. Trying to think who else was in that trade. Kanan Smith-Njigba is not in baseball right now. There was another right-handed pitcher, Miguel Yajure, was in that. What have they gotten out of that? And you can say the Joe Musgrove trade, that may be a wash. I mean, they gave up Clay Holmes, and they got back Diego Castillo and Hoy Park. And maybe Marty and I are saying the same things. I don't know, but I mean, like, I don't have any problem trading some of those guys. Like, you weren't going to sign Joe Musgrove to a next contract. You probably weren't going to sign Josh Bell to a next contract. So you make the decision to trade him. The problem is not getting enough back. All right, let's go out to Joe in Robinson. Wants to talk about the former regime as well. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, I don't quite understand what Marty was getting at there. Pedro Alvarez was a number one pick. He was mediocre at best. He had one or two good years. Garrett Cole was a no-brainer. Everybody in baseball would have taken Garrett Cole with the first pick. Neil Walker was, I can't remember the second baseman, the Japanese guy. If he wouldn't have gotten hurt, Neil Walker would have gotten traded and never made it to the major leagues underneath the old regime. People forget about that. The only thing I'll say with Marty is the old regime, if he says that they should have had more time, yet another mistake the Pirate organization makes. Put that on every mistake they've made this year. They signed nobody. Their PR team is horrendous. The general manager can't make a trade. The manager is terrible. Montour Spartan's baseball high school coach is better than him. The organization throws bricks away, another PR disaster. They haven't developed a fielder or a hitter, and I don't even remember when. This great complex that they built in the Dominican Republic was supposed to produce all these players. Name one. Name one. Tell me one thing that they've done, this organization has done right. And then you put in the owner who says, oh, I've done everything I can. And what fantasy world is he living in? And another thing, if they're losing money, like that report, I don't know what the name is, if they are losing money, move the Pirates then. If we're losing money with absolutely putting no money into it, then we don't deserve to have a baseball team. Or get a new owner or management who knows how to run something. This has to name a worst run organization in any sport.
Joe, I need you to breathe for a second. I just need you to breathe. It's okay.
It's mind boggling to me to think that anybody in this region could stick up for the old regime or this regime. It's unbelievable to me. It's mind boggling to me. Name one good thing this organization does.
Yeah, I mean, you're yelling at me, Joe. I'm not sticking up for either one.
I'm
criticized
not yelling
both
at you.
Of them.
Listen, I'm not yelling at you. Trust me. I just don't understand. Name one thing this organization does well. One thing.
Yeah, I mean, they drafted Paul Skeens. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
yeah, and then Paul Skeens, my niece is three. She would have drafted him. That's a no-brainer.
My 6-year old was going to take Dylan Cruz. I'm glad he didn't get the pick.
Well, you know,
I almost got you to laugh, Joe. Almost did it.
If he would have been with either, if your 6-year old would be with the Pirates, he probably wouldn't have taken either one of them if they had the choice again. Honest to goodness, I want somebody to tell me one thing this organization does well. One thing.
All right.
There's nothing. Nothing. They don't do anything well.
All right. Appreciate the call, Joe. I'm a little worried about his health at this point. I hope he doesn't have a heart issue. All right. Here's where I was with that discussion, though. And the Pirates, 19-41 in 2020, they lose 100 games in back-to-back seasons. Then they jump to 76 wins 2 years ago. At that point, your progress is fairly linear. At that point, like, fine. You know, they should have blown it up. That was the right move, and they did. They didn't get enough bats, 76 games. Okay. The problem with the Pirates, where they veered off course, at least, you know, the bigger way. I understand. Everybody's going to say there are other things that you can point out. I understand that. Just try to go with me on this point here. You go from 76 wins. Last year should have been the year where they finish over 500. Last year should have been the year where they win 83, 84 games. Maybe a miss out at the end of the season, whatever. You know, you flirt with a wild card spot, but people see progress. You know, nobody's going to be mad if you go 76 to 84 wins. That's an 8-win improvement. You're going to see some things that are they're going the right way. Okay, I got it. Where it veered off is not doing anything about that. And there were things they could have done, and they didn't. You fire the manager, you fire the GM, people understand, okay, we're going to small market our way to something, and this is not good enough. This is not working. Or you say, you know what? We're bereft of talent. We're going to spend some money. We're going to improve our payroll, improve our roster, and we're going to go buy a couple actual major leaguers and plug them in here. The problem in veering off course is they never course corrected. They just kept going. They just kept drifting. So until they do that, until they do one of those two things, I'd love to see them spend more money. If you're going to spend more money on actual major league players and plug your roster holes, great, let's have a conversation about that. Or if you're going to be more like the Tampa Bay Rays or the Cleveland Guardians, we're going to get an up-close example of one of those at PNC Park this weekend, you don't need to spend the money. You can get by with making smarter decisions. The problem with the Pirates, and our past two callers honestly have hinted at this stuff, or they've done more than hint at it, is that it hasn't happened. They haven't gotten players internationally. The trades they've made have not been good. The development has not been up to snuff. There's been a bunch of stuff, a bunch of shortcomings, honestly similar to the last regime. You can even look at the drafting. Right now, it's why I brought up Henry Davis earlier, because I think it's an ultimate test case of you have this guy, you take 1-1 in 2021. Does he add anything to your major league roster? I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.